One of Blair County's, one of our country's foremost patriots, we've got Mr. Dave Scott, accountant extraordinaire, and now hemi-semi-retired, meaning he's doing a 30-hour week instead of the 60 hours that accountants typically do. Dave, welcome to back to Open Mic.
Good morning, John. Good morning to you and all your listeners.
Boy, it's always great to have you here, Dave. We've talked so many times over the years about certain patriotic aspects of things. They all come back to Ronald Reagan, I guess, when you're here. But not today. Not today. We're going to be talking about a project of yours and some other folks, something called the Central Pennsylvania American History Museum. So let's hear what that's about.
Okay, basically, a lot of this has to do with Jeff Long. I think everybody knows Jeff Long, Greystone. Because of him, I'm able to do this. And basically, he helped me find a building, and he remodeled it. And now we're going to be converting it to a museum, mostly World War II, some Korea, Vietnam, and so forth. But the basic premise of this whole thing is, for all of us, is the fact that so many young people don't understand the sacrifices made for this country, and they're less patriotic and everything. So the idea is to have this museum and educate young people, especially of the sacrifices that were made, like during World War II, Korea, Vietnam, Iraq, Afghanistan, and educate them to understand, hey, freedom isn't free, and there's a lot of sacrifices that were made. A lot of Americans were killed in these wars, and we want to make sure they're educated about it. I became really concerned, being that I taught at Penn State Altoona for a number of years, over 30 actually, and I'd have to take off one class during the spring semester to get down to D.C., and I spent a couple of days with the Iwo Jima veterans. I'm actually the treasurer of the National Organization of Iwo Jima Vets, and I was disturbed by none of my students. Most of them never knew anything about Iwo Jima.
That is, I guess it's shocking to me, but of course I grew up in the 1960s, and that Joe Rosenthal photograph and the depiction and the statues, those things were everywhere. And that was always inspiring patriotism in our youth today. But more and more, especially in our schools, the idea of American history and American being good, we did save civilization in World War II. We just want to point that out. It's disappointing, quite frankly, because your experience as a classroom teacher is, as years goes by, fewer and fewer students know anything about American history, let alone American military history. And that was my experience, too. And we're certainly spending enough sending them to government schools. Why aren't they being taught this in our schools?
Because the government funds are being used the wrong way, obviously, because obviously they're coming out of high school, college, and have no knowledge of, especially like World War II history, like you said, that for us, for that reason, we're free now. We have the freedom we do. And the amount of individuals who sacrificed their life is just astonishing, but people don't understand it, have no knowledge of it, which is very, very disheartening with me. You figure Iwo Jima, it was a 36-day battle. We had 26,000 American casualties. Out of those 26,000, 7,000 were killed. On the Japanese side, there was 22,000 Japanese soldiers killed during that battle. Only 219 survived. But you think about that. You think about the 22,000 Japanese killed, soldiers killed, 7,000 Americans, 30,000 killed in 36 days on a small 2-mile island by 8 island. And basically, that's about half of Altoona's population, if you think about it.
But again, it is an amazing moment in history. I've talked about this before, Dave, but the only battle in Marine Corps history in which their casualties outnumbered the enemy's, but they still won. And at that moment in World War II, really the fate of civilization came down to that volcanic piece of rock in the Pacific, because the Allies needed the air bases there to protect their bombers going towards Japan for an ultimate invasion. Now, a few months later, the atom bomb negated that necessity. But at the time, that's where it was coming down to, that volcanic piece of rock called Iwo Jima, in which the Japanese were dug in both literally and figuratively. They weren't going out, you know, they weren't they weren't going to be surrendering. Now, a couple of 100 did out of 22,000, but it was a massive undertaking for one tiny piece of real estate, but a necessary piece of real estate. People, not just young people, but older people don't quite understand anymore either, again, because the A-bomb kind of changed the course of history a half a year later. But this is, again, an instance of American heroism and America undertaking something magnificent, not just for America's benefit, but for the entire world's benefit.
That's true. But if you look at Iwo Jima and then after that, Okinawa, those two battles are the what convinced Truman to drop the bomb, though.
No, I don't doubt that. I don't doubt that. So the Central Pennsylvania American History Museum, where's that going to be located? And can you tell me about the board of directors?
Yes, it's at 6031 6th Avenue, about three or four blocks up from Zach's. And basically the board of directors, we have eight board of directors, myself. We have Bob Crook, who's a good friend of mine, was in the military. We have Tom Marlette, who's in the military. We have Wes Elder, who's one of my accountants at my office.
Young Oaks and Brown, by the way. I forgot to point that out. Yeah, we can give a little pitch there to Young Oaks and Brown, who do a very good job professionally, but they also do fine personal services all around town. So thank you, Young Oaks and Brown, and thank you for being on loan here for today from them.
Thank you for being here, for letting me be here today. And also, we have Tom Cecilts. Everybody knows Tom. And we have Joe Kern helps us out, too. I know everybody knows Joe Kern. He's a veteran. And so, and we have Art Sauerlein, who's another accountant. So I have a lot of accountants, a lot of everybody on my board. And, again, mostly accountants and veterans.
So the money's not going to go to Leering Centers. Is that what you're saying?
No. And actually, I can say so far, we have all private donations. This whole museum has been based on private donations. And Jeff Long is contributing services and materials for the remodeling. And so, again, with his help, this wouldn't be happening. And I really appreciate John's assistance in this.
Well, this is
Jeff Long really has helped a lot to make this happen, really.
This is going to be great. And it's a very convenient location, folks. If you know the intersection of 56th Street and 6th Avenue, it's just down from there.
It's going towards
Duncansville from
yes.
that intersection.
It's on the left.
You're going to, and when's it going to be open? Do you have
the goal is to open it by November 11th, which is Veterans Day this year. That's the goal.
Okay. Veterans Day of 2026.
Yes.
A goal, folks. It's not written in stone. We'll see what develops and how it develops. If you want to get involved or if you have interest, I have a phone number here, and you'll correct me if this phone number is wrong, Dave, but it's 814 area code 330-1598. Did I have that right?
That's right. Or they can call my cell phone at 814-502-5024 if they want to.
To help finance it, you're having a big event and promote it on May 30th. It's going to be at the Convention Center. The title is Voices of Valor, Stories from the Front Lines. And let's go through. The keynote speaker will be Rocky Blair. We'll talk about him in a bit. But don't forget to ask him about that Purdue play.
Okay, I will.
But these guest speakers, Captain Bill Robinson, Captain Melvin Pender, Lieutenant Colonel John Powell, Colonel Richard Yoder, Shane Jarrows, and you gave me the book here on Mr.
Bill Robinson.
Bill Robinson.
The
and tell us about him.
Well, Bill Robinson is the longest captive POW during the Vietnam War. He was a captive for over 7.5 years.
Can you imagine?
A lot of it's solitary confinement. He was
tortured. Yeah.
He was tortured, and he survived it. And he's going to tell his story on the 30th of May. And also the next speaker, obviously, Mel Penter. Great story. In 1964, he was the Olympics 100-meter dash, got injured, couldn't finish. Went to combat, got awarded a Bronze Star during combat in Vietnam, come back at 31 years old, ran in the 1968 Olympics, the four-man relay race, and got a gold medal.
And then a Bronze Star
right.
from the Vietnam service.
Right.
That's a, man, dual achievement that is.
So these are two great stories.
Yeah, and by the way, my sister Rita has a new appreciation for what the POWs went through in Vietnam because she fell last year and dislocated her shoulder, right? And how painful that was. It was the most, she'd given childbirth, but she said this was excruciating. And I said, well, that's how they tortured the POWs. Yeah. They string them up and dislocate both their shoulders.
Right.
And she was just horrified that such inhumanity could exist, but these guys endured it. And for 7.5 years, when you never know if you're ever even going to get out,
right.
Think of that. These are heroes, ladies and gentlemen, that are coming to town. So I interrupt you there, but go ahead.
Okay. John Powell, who was a combat helicopter pilot with the 1st CAV, got the Silver Star during Vietnam. And again, he's a great story. And then the other two gentlemen are Rich Yoder was a retired Marine, and he's a historian on Vietnam, and Sean DeRose is a historian on Vietnam. So again, these are national level individuals that are brought, and they're coming in from all around the country.
A couple great historians, absolutely.
Right. So again, this is going to be a great event.
May 30th, it's going to be $50, but this is an all-day event, right? And
right.
There's a couple meals involved, dude?
Yeah, there's an all-day event. The speakers, the first five speakers will be from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m., and there's lunch involved, provided. And then the other one, Rocky Blair, obviously the keynote speaker in the evening will be dinner. And again, that'll be like from 5:30 to about 8 o'clock at night. But basically, it's $50 for both lunch and dinner, so it's a deal and a half these days for $50.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But just to rub elbows with these certified heroes and national historians and Rocky Blair, a personal hero of mine, it was actually my junior or senior year of college that the Fighting Back movie came out. And I always liked the line in there because he was working for an insurance company while he's trying to make the Steelers program. And the insurance boss calls him in and says, Mr. Blair, you got to understand, you got to give your all. You know, if you're going to succeed in insurance business, you got to give it your all. You can't be having these sidelines. And, you know, Rocky Blair looks at him and says, you're right, I quit. And he gave his all to football at the time, and that worked out pretty well for him and for the Pittsburgh Steelers and for Steeler Nation. But he was wounded badly in Vietnam. And again, this is the anniversary of Muhammad Ali refusing to be drafted. But Rocky Blair on a national championship football team got drafted and did his service and did his university and his nation proud, and continues to do so. I mean, he's just, again, a great guy, great speaker. All this coming up on May 30th, folks. So let's see, is that the same contact number? It is, 814-330-1598 for more information. How else can they buy tickets to this, Dave?
Also, they can go to the convention center. They're for sale there at the convention center. And if they have any questions, they can call me at my cell phone. It's 814-502-5024. But again, there are tickets for sale at the convention center.
And a website, too, for the cpahm.org. 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 All right. What does the HM stand for?
Historic Museum.
Oh, okay.
History Museum.
Oh, Central Pennsylvania American History Museum. I'm thinking it was something to do with accountants because of the CPA.
Most people do think it is. But basically, that's our website. You can buy them online. You can buy tickets online on that website.
CPAHM.org. Okay. One of the greatest misunderstanding I've come to believe is the old notion that accountants are boring people. None of the ones I know are boring people. They are pretty much like auctioneers. If you want a party to kick off, you bring the accountants on board. So, Dave Scott, thanks so much for being here. Thanks for this project. This is going to be a fantastic thing. I may not be in town on May 30th, or you'll see me there if I am. And you certainly see me at the museum, which we hope will open by Veterans Day of this year.
Yes.
That's November 11th, in case you didn't remember, folks. Maybe might be later, might be earlier. We will see how it goes. But you got good people on board. And always like hearing the name Jeff Long. He does amazing work for the community as well as for his business. And just so many good people involved in this and such an all-star cast coming up on May 30th. So, Dave, you are a real patriot, and thank you so much for being here. Best of luck with this project and with the event of Voices of Valor coming up May 30th at the Convention Center. Dave Scott, thanks so much for being here.
Thank you for having me, and I appreciate it very much.